No Unimportant Roles, a compilation.
You are a very necessary part of God's kingdom. Nobody else is going to be able to fill your role. God has a special place for you in His kingdom. He has designed each of us for our particular role. We are each a part of His plan, a thread in the tapestry, a cog in the machinery, a piece in the jigsaw puzzle of God's great work of art, His church, without any of which something would be missing. We are all a part of His body, and no member can say to the other, "I have no need of you." For every member is needed, and everyone is important, from the lowliest to the mightiest, from the most insignificant to the most seemingly important, from the most obscure to the most obvious. Whatever our place is, we're all needed, and each person's efforts make a difference. Everyone is essential. Everyone is important. Everyone has a role to play. Everyone is needed, and all must work together in unity and harmony and cooperation, that all parts of the body may be fitly joined together and work together well. David Brandberg. People who are faithful in that which is least wear very radiant crowns. They are the people who are great in little tasks. They win triumphs amid small irritations. They are scrupulous in the ruddy roads of drudgery. They are as loyal wearing aprons in the kitchen as if they wore purple and fine linen in the visible presence of a king. They finish the most obscure bit of work as if it were to be displayed before the assembled heaven. Great souls are those who are faithful in that which is least. Dr. John Henry Jowett. If you're faithful in the little things, God will make you ruler over many. Jesus knew that there's more self-sacrifice in little things than in the great, because there's no glory from the world in these little hidden places. Notice how many times in the Bible God uses little people. Of course, we do not mean little people in God's sight, or little people from the Christian standpoint, but just little so-called nobodies in the world's sight. You've known some of them, those hidden lives, so little seen or heard. Oh, how God loves to use these humble ones. He stoops down and lifts up to your notice the widow's mite and the cup of cold water, and Mary's box of spices, and the lad with the loaves and fishes. Just so, you do what you have to do for the glory of God. It makes no difference how little it is. He'll take it and bring the mighty increase. As His word says, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all to the glory of God. That's what makes it big in the end. Someone has said, if you can't do big things, then do little things in a big way by doing them in God's Spirit, in His name, and for His glory. And they'll surely be big things then. I found a sweet little poem that blessed my heart when I was reading about second fiddles. It said, to play the part of the second fiddle, that's the second place, the humble place, is necessary for the harmony in life. But it's the most difficult instrument to play. It's hard to play second fiddle. One of the outstanding characteristics of the Apostle Peter's brother, Andrew, was that he graciously took the place of second fiddle to his brother. Who hasn't heard of Martin Luther? But not many know about Philip Melanchthon, his great second fiddle. I heard Henry Ford say one time, whenever you see a bushel of apples, remember, it takes a lot of little apples to hold up the big ones on top. That's true of life, isn't it? We do not all have the place of public notice, but we're just as essential to presenting the worth of our witness to the world. If God's choice for you is the place of unseen and unnoticed service, Let the knowledge that he takes notice of your humble place be your comfort. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Virginia Brandt Burke. Who packs your parachute? Charles Plum, a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, was a jet fighter pilot in Vietnam. After 75 combat missions, his plane was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected and parachuted into enemy hands. He was captured and spent 6 years in a communist prison. He survived that ordeal and now lectures about lessons learned from that experience. One day when Plum and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man at another table came up and said, "You're Plum. You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. You were shot down." "How in the world did you know that?" asked Plum. "I packed your parachute," the man replied. Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man pumped his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Plum assured him, "It sure did. If your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be here today." Plum couldn't sleep that night, thinking about that man. Plum says, "I kept wondering what he might have looked like in a Navy uniform. A Dixie cup hat, a bib in the back, and bell-bottom trousers. I wondered how many times I might have passed him on the Kitty Hawk. I wondered how many times I might have seen him and not even said, 'Good morning, how are you?' or anything, because, you see, I was a fighter pilot, and he was just a sailor." Plum thought of the many hours the sailor had spent on a long wooden table in the bowels of the ship, carefully weaving the shrouds and folding the silks of each chute, holding in his hands each time the fate of someone he didn't know. Now, Plum asks his audience, who's packing your parachute? Everyone has someone who provides what they need to make it through the day. Application. Pride. Don't allow your pride to blindfold you to the people who provide the parachutes in your life and the lives of others. Application. Encouragement. Gratitude. Take time out to encourage and thank the people who provide the parachutes in your life. Application. Community. Church. Spiritual gifts. Charlie Plum's experience reminds us that every community needs every person playing their part if it is to function successfully. Some of those parts will be the glamorous roles, like the fighter pilot, while others will be behind the scenes, out of the way, and apparently unimportant jobs like parachute packing. But all are vital. Author unknown.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.